Are you a high-level career person or business owner who's in a pretty unhealthy place because you're not looking after your health and fitness due to the demands of your career or business? Well, today I want to share three massive insights I learned from interviewing someone just like you that maybe you will identify with and that ultimately could help you maybe switch to a better direction in your life. So I'm now... Am I 46? I'm 46, so that's what happens as you get old, you forget your age. But I'm now 46, and being 46 is interesting because when you look at the people around me, I'm of an age where health gets compromised. And this is often because in people's 40s, they tend to be a bit more career focused, their families are up and coming, so they're putting a lot more effort into other areas of their life, which is not around their health and fitness. And it's really interesting watching people as they hit this age, the quick decline in health and fitness that we see. Because often in your 20s and 30s, you can get away with not being that great with your health and fitness. But once you hit your late 30s into your 40s and 50s and so on, the cost of unhealthy behaviors get way higher. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately because I've been thinking about maybe creating something that will help this type of person. And the type of person I'm thinking about is a person who is maybe a high-level career person, a business owner, someone who puts a lot of time and effort into the career aspect of their life, but it comes at a massive neglect to other areas of their life. And in doing this, I did a bit of a brainstorming session around what did I think were the costs of these people not looking after themselves with their health and fitness. And I kind of came off a list of 10 things that I thought was the case, but I thought I'd get some insight from people who felt they were in that situation. And what was really interesting was I put on Facebook, you know, does anyone want to have a chat? And I got quite a few people message me, and I interviewed a few people. And there was one guy in particular that was really honest and really revealing. And there was three things he revealed to me which took it to the next level. And I'm going to share them to you. So the first thing he revealed to me was because he's in such a demanding career that he doesn't actually ever think about his health and fitness. And this guy is a guy who can do like 100-hour weeks. Like he can do like, you know, his average week's kind of like 60, 70 hours. He can do 100-hour weeks. He's doing a lot of volume. And he's about the same age as me. And he said to me, Bevan, do you know what's really interesting is that because I'm so much under the demands of my career, I wasn't even thinking about my health and fitness. But he said this thing, and this blew my mind away. He said, but I had a scary moment recently. So he said, recently I had a moment where I had this feeling in my chest. And it, luckily for him, the feeling in his chest turned out to be something pretty minor. But in the moment when he had the feeling in his chest, he thought he was basically going to be having a heart attack. And this is the moment where he may pass away. Like, that's quite mind-blowing, isn't it? He has this feeling in his chest, and he identifies this is the moment I'm going to pass away because I haven't looked after my health and fitness because I've been so focused on my career. And this is such a mind-blowing insight. So what he said to me was, first of all, I wasn't even thinking about my health and fitness because I was so consumed by my career focus. But when a moment of self-awareness hit, I basically had accepted that because I'd neglected my health and fitness, I'm about to die. And he said it was quite a shock for him in this moment. Now, what's really interesting for me with this example is I would have thought that he would have been aware of he wasn't looking after his health and fitness. But in this example, he said he wasn't. It wasn't until that moment where he realized his health and fitness was a massive problem in his life. The second area which I learned some insight from this guy was he was talking about how due to him not looking after his health and fitness, he's put some weight on. I think he put on maybe 15 kg. And in his earlier years, he'd been quite an athletic person. He'd done a lot of running races and things like this. And one thing he said was he'd moved back to a city that he'd lived in the past. And he had a really good friend he lived in the city that they were like best friends back in the day when they used to train a lot together. But he'd been back in the city for over a year and he hadn't contacted his friend. And the reason he hadn't contacted his friend was because he was embarrassed of the weight that he had put on. So due to the behaviours of him not looking around, looking after himself with his health and fitness through his career, he'd put weight on. And then he'd gone back to a location where he had a really good friend. Like, this is like a best mate from the past. And because he had this best mate, because he had put the weight on, he was too embarrassed to connect with a person who would actually be a really awesome person in his life. Now, when we think about the cost of health and fitness, of not looking after your health and fitness in somebody's life, we often think of the obvious things like putting weight on or not having energy or feeling lethargic, these types of things. But that's actually quite a massive cost, isn't it? Not connecting with somebody who's a really awesome person in your life because you're basically embarrassed of the position you are in your life. And then the third area where he showed me a deeper level of insight was ultimately that, because I thought to myself that stress would be one of the things. You know, these people who, if you're working 100 hours a week, you're probably living in stress. And you see, what's really interesting, Bevan, is that you go from living in stress to living in anxiety. You know, and you see, there's a difference. Stress is like, you know, a stressful day where you've got a lot on your plate. Anxiety is a consumption of self in a way where you just don't feel good about anything or anything looking forward. And he says, At first I was stressed, and now I'm just living in anxiety. Now, what's really interesting about his insights, and he actually revealed a lot more that was actually really revealing, but when we look at the cost of the high-level career person who may be killing it in their career, but coming at the cost of their health and fitness, these are three massive areas. What were the areas? The first area was the area of not even thinking about your health and then getting to the point where you may think you're dying when you're having something go wrong. The second area was the embarrassment of self, so you neglect important areas like your relationships. And then the third area was not just being in stress, but actually living in anxiety. Now, today, why did I share this with you? Well, if you are that person who is overworked and compromising your health and fitness in a massive way, maybe it's time for you to have a wake-up call. And what was really cool in talking to this person is our conversation, you could see it was a real trigger for him to make change. And I think the first thing to do in any change journey is to understand, I need to make change. Now, myself, I'm actually going to try to look to do something that's going to help this type of person over the next period of time. I can't talk about it today because I don't actually know exactly what that looks like because I'm still doing my research. But if you are somebody who's in this position, maybe it's time that you just make that first point of call to go, I'm not going to accept that this is good enough. That I need to prioritize putting some health and fitness back in my life. Because if you can do that, you can make change and you can get to a place. And one thing to know is that you don't have to compromise your career 100% to do this. You can still put health and fitness in your life and still have a successful career. Ultimately, I don't want you to be the person who's going down a pathway where, unfortunately, some people do die young because they don't look after their health and fitness through their career. And I know that's extreme, but that does happen to some people. And if you're the person who's watched this and go, Bevan, you're talking to me, if you're identifying with this, it's time to make some change. And make change in an impactful way where you're looking after your health, where you're feeling great about yourself. And I'll be honest, you probably do better in your career if you do this as well.